Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. It's Brock, and welcome to your Edu-Cajun. That's right, brought to you by Noah LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery, 2809 Niles Avenue in St. Joe. With me, as always, is owner-operator Pedro. Good morning, Pedro. How are you?
Good morning, Brock. Thank you.
Let's get right to it. It's getting to be that time of year. It's starting to get a little bit cooler, and it's a perfect time for comfort food. And one of the things Louisiana does great is comfort food. And right now, something that people can get in on is the gumbo and some new gumbo items. Tell us a little bit about the gumbo dish in the traditional Louisiana sense.
You're right, Brock. As the cool weather rolls in, typically the start of gumbo season. Gumbo is obviously a very popular soup in the state of Louisiana, enough so that it's the state's official cuisine. It consists primarily of a strong flavored stock with typically some sort of meat or shellfish, a thickener, usually it's a roux, and a trinity of vegetables, which is again the onions, the celery, and the peppers. Plus there's some okra in there and some filet powder, which is a seasoning made of the sassafras leaves. In our case, our seafood gumbo has shrimp, crawfish tails, and crab meat with a real hearty seafood flavor base. And again, all the ingredients I just mentioned.
One of my favorite things in your seafood one, which I got to enjoy the other day, is the crawfish tails. It's just that little deliciousness that you're biting through. And obviously the big shrimp in there. And like you mentioned, the Holy Trinity, everything just blends together so well. Winter months start coming in and getting cooler. You know, it's sweater weather and it's gumbo weather. And you guys have now some other options on the menu when it comes to gumbo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we also have a sausage gumbo. So that's our andouille sausage for those with shellfish allergies. We do a completely separate gumbo. And we've also added to our menu a vegetarian gumbo with some sweet potatoes in there, some potatoes, two tomatoes, again, the trinity of vegetables in there, the okra, the filet. So you get all the gumbo flavor, all that hearty goodness, but again, in a vegetarian presentation.
So whether you're looking for the seafood style, whether you're looking for just the sausage or vegetarian, there's an option there for you. And it is such a delicious meal. I pounded through mine, of course, last night with a little bit of bread in there. It is just absolutely delicious. If people are looking to get their gumbo on, because it is gumbo season, when can they come see you?
We're open Tuesday through Saturday now, 11 to 8 p.m. We're also doing a stews and brews tour, so check out our Facebook page, our Facebook events. We're going to be at some local breweries with all these gumbo options that you can pair with some of your favorite drinks. Fun events for us this month.
That's right. Not just at Noah LaRue there on Niles Avenue. You can find them out and about with the Noah LaRue food truck. And I don't know if you know this or not, but the only thing that makes beer better is having Noah LaRue paired with it. All right, so go check that out, and you can find them on Facebook and see when and where they're gonna be. Pedro, thank you so much, we appreciate it. My belly is full once again with delicious gumbo.
All right, thank you, Brock. You have a great week.
Tune in next week, same place, same time, when we take a closer look at another delicious Cajun dish during your Edu-Cajun, as always sponsored by Noah LaRue Casual Cajun Eatery on WIRX.